Not done this for a while, but I am going to start with a confession. Not anything major, just a little one. In the oodles of free time I have, Sabina, my partner, and I have started watching the British detective series Vera. Well, I say started watching, we are binge watching, with the often far too late into the night to get a good night's sleep. We're hooked, despite my lovely Indo-Canadian spouse's protestations that she's not into anything British. There is a formula to Vera that you figure out as when you watch as many as we've seen in a row. We're on season 8 out of 12. And we've noticed that through all the twists and turns of every episode, we know that we're not getting to the end of a story until everyone is sad. That's the key. Often including Vera and the detectives on the case. But I realize what I really enjoy about it is the complexity of each story. There's no two-dimensional stuff. There's depth and nuance and surprises, and always an unexpected, though as previously mentioned, sad conclusion. And if you're lucky, it's sad right from the start, so then it gets very cathartic. And despite my own personal claims to being a relatively simple and straightforward person, I really do appreciate complexity. And if you want a bit of complexity, and this is where I was leading to, there's nothing like a good slice of scripture to get your teeth into. And so welcome to Ecclesiastes, this evening's Old Testament Hebrew scripture lesson. That first reading today, bravely tackled by Karen, was something of a novella. A good lot of the words of someone who is identified only as Kohelet or Koheleth or Quoheleth or Kohelet, depending on how you translate the Hebrew, apparently. Rabbinic tradition ascribes the wisdom within this book to King Solomon, as the opening words talk of Koheleth, son of David, king in Jerusalem. The book opens with an unnamed author letting us know that these are the words of Koheleth, sometimes referred to as the thinker, the teacher, or the philosopher. And it closes with what we heard today, with the author saying that beside being wise, the teacher also taught the people knowledge, weighing and studying and arranging many proverbs, and it goes on from there for the last few verses of today's reading. There's lots of interesting things about this book of Ecclesiastes, and I'm not actually going to dig into the substance of it, but even the stuff behind it is fascinating and complex. The name Koheleth is a feminine name, and wisdom, which is the overall theme of the book, is always referred to in the feminine. It's also a characteristic ascribed to God, and the Spirit of God is often referred to as wisdom. But as I mentioned last week, the divine feminine will out, even in an overwhelmingly patriarchal text. There's masses of material musing on life and death, lots of death, and a few things in between in Ecclesiastes. And like an episode of Vera, it twists and turns and takes many avenues. It doesn't try to make sure you're sad by the end, though. So there's that. And I bet this is the first and the last time you will ever hear a piece of scripture referred to in terms of the series Vera. But for those of us who like complexity, there is much we can read, wrestle with, muse on, consider, research, contemplate in our scriptural sources. Our substantial passage from Ecclesiastes today is just one example of a place where we can dig deep and spend as much time as we want, deconstructing, reconstructing, meditating on, and masticating, metaphorically speaking. And it's an and also, not a but. There is also a refreshing simplicity and clarity to the spirituality of our scriptures, as we see in our second reading for tonight, taken from the Gospel of Mark. In Matthew and Luke's version of this story, the question is posed to Jesus as a test. What is the greatest commandment? In one case, the test comes from the scribes, the other by a lawyer or teacher of the law. In Matthew, Jesus responds with the response we're used to. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, strength, and mind. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. In Luke, Jesus asks the lawyer the same question. What do you say the greatest commandment is? And the lawyer gives the same answer that's ascribed to Jesus in both today's reading in Mark and in Matthew. In these commandments, and it is a combination of two commandments, firstly what's called the Shema, the great statement of monotheism that comes in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And secondly, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, which says to love your neighbor as yourself. In these two things, we have the core of all spirituality, the heart of a living faith. One of the great delights of our faith and the faith we have inherited from our Hebrew forebears, and indeed the many spiritual traditions of our world, is that we find here contained great complexity and also great simplicity. And to be honest, even the simple stuff is pretty hard to put into practice. I hope that we can learn to delight in the wonderful depth and complexity and simplicity of our scriptures, our traditions, and our faith. Thanks be to God. Amen.